As I mentioned from time to time, my father, Lo Shalom, very much wanted me to give periodic shiurim at Beis Medrash Talmud. I think he was very proud of this Beis Medrash, and he wanted to show off the spotlight, the Beis Medrash, to me, his son. And therefore, I deemed that it would be very appropriate. I think it would be fulfilling his ratzon that on the day of his yard site, that I would madish and shir lilui nishmasal in the Beis Medrash Talmud and learn the college from them. I understand that the Olam is learning Merubo, and I'm sure the Magidei Shurim have touched every conceivable topic in the first the sixth blot in Merubo, and I don't want to be repeating or contradicting, even worse, anything that was previously said. So I figured that a safe haven would be the end of the parak. It deals actually with a very yesodistic sugya, one that is in fact related to yesterday's parasha. Yesterday we read that a ganav who steals his chayiv kefel and the vishechsa mehima that he stole is chayiv dal vehei. But that of course only applies to a ganav. So who is a ganav and who is a gazel? That is the question. So let's look in the Gemara and Dafayin Tesson and Beis, and the Gemara discusses this. So everybody have a Baba Kama, please turn to Ayin Tesson Beis. Let's read a piece of the Gemara together. Third line, Ayin Tesson Beis. Amar Elazar, Rahu Shehitin Becharshin. You see this fellow is hiding in the forest. He's looking to steal behemoths, to shech them. Rashi, shehitman b'charshin, shenitman b'yar, ligno behemoths ha-ravashah. The tovach u'mocha, mishalim tashlumi yabar b'chamisha. Correct the Gemara, amai, olo mashach. You didn't do a kinyin. Just the tvicha, that's mazik ba'alma. Why should he be chayiv dala v'hei? Why should he be chayiv kefil, for that matter? Amar chista sheikisha b'banko. He did a kinyan, mishicha. In fact, the Gemara Amrei, kevin de ra'uhu gazlanu. It says, Rahu, we saw him hiding in the forest. L'chara, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan is that a ganav is done secretly. The Maisa Geneva is done with no one's knowledge. Masha'enkein, Gazela is done in a manner which is public. The fact that this fellow was seen, this is an example of Gazela, not Geneva. Gemara answers, Kevon dekamitmeru minayu ganavu. Since he's hiding, he's a ganav. What's the shaka tell you the Gemara? Half a meter away, he's a gazel because we see him. Maskande is, well, he's hiding. Well, he didn't do a very good job hiding. He exposed himself to public view. What is the significance of came into mitmeriminayu? Why does that classify him as a ganav when he's doing it in an open in which is godly like cold? Let's look at Rashi. Kevin de Rahu gazled him. Velo dome leganav b'fnei shnayim. Rashi is bothered by the havamina, the kashya of the Gemara. Just because he's seen shouldn't render him to be a gazlan. After all, you could have Edim who see someone commit an act of geneva, and nonetheless he's a ganav. So the fact that he's seen, can be seen by Edim, can be seen by 3 people, 5 people, 10 people, that should in and of itself make him into a gazlan. Rashi answers, The Hafam, Hafam gab the Chazal Eishar Inshi, Le Mistifi Minayu. Even though he's stealing in front of two people, he's not afraid of them. The Meima Oma Lo Minayu Shaklin Amidi. The bystanders are not going to get involved, they're not going to interfere. I'm not stealing their property. Avachorshin Mir Lakol. Below Yoda Demani Yuhach Behema. He doesn't know whether the owner of the behemoth is witnessing the act of theft. The kevin de lo mistafe min kuli alma. He's not afraid of anybody. Gazlanu. This is a critical Rashi. Rashi defines the difference here between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav is someone who's afraid of the bailum. He's afraid of being caught. He's afraid of being confronted by the owner of the behema who's going to interfere with his plan to steal the behema. If there are people that are watching me steal, but I'm not afraid of them because they are not going to interfere because it's not their behema and they're not going to get involved, I'm still a ganav because I'm fearful of the owner of the bailum. The Gemara's kasha, according to Rashi, was the kevin de ra'u. He's doing it in a way which is public. He doesn't know whether the owner of the behemah is washing him between the trees, stealing the behemah. So apparently, he's not afraid of the bailum. Memele should be called the gazlan, not the ganav. And the Gemara's answer, apparently, according to Rashi, is no. He is still demonstrating this element of fear. Came into commitment. He's still hiding. The fact that he's hiding betrays an element of yira from the Bible. And whenever there's yira, that is associated with Geneva. And therefore, he's chayav kefel, and the shechus b'hem is chayav dal. This is how Rashi learns these few lines in a nutshell. What is the madrega? What is the level of yira that is necessary to catapult this thief into a chaloshem ganav? Now, how the meaning of the Gemara felt, the fact that he's doing it in a manner which is open, came into Rahu. Kochach, he has a din of a gaza. The Gemara says, no. He's not doing it so brazenly. It's not so open. It's not godly lakol. Mamish. It's like a fahesia. He's hiding. And therefore, there's a bechina of mystery in our Bible. The Mele has a din of a gaza. I would like to ask you whether you think Tosfos agrees to Rashi. Let's see Tosfos in the slide. Second Tosfos. Gaven de Rahu Gazlanu. Klomar. This is how Tosfos is Mazbir, the Kasha of the Gemara. Klomar. She'ose b'mokum golui. V'lo domi l'gone v'vayis al b'chotzer. I believe that Tosfos is bothered by Rashi's Kasha. How could Geneva ben Feshnayim be considered to be a ganav? Well, also should be bothered. Kevin de Rahu Gazlanu. Tosfos is bevoning the kasha of Rashi. But he solves it in a different fashion. According to Tosfos, the question of whether he's kind of a gazlan doesn't depend on the psychological profile of the thief. Whether he's mistafe, whether he's yore, what his mindset was. According to Tosfos, it's totally on the tsuras halkich, on the open in which he takes a behemoth. If he takes the behemoth in a mokum golui, If he takes the b'seiser, if he takes the b'bayis or b'chotzer, he's a ganav. If I go into your home and I steal your silver vessel, and there are two people that are watching me, I have a din of a ganav because the ganav took place in the bayis. That is the difference. Does Tosis breathe a word about Yira, Mistafe? No. According to Tosis, it's a clear dichotomy. Geneva, Mokum Seser, Mokum Bayis, Chotzer, and Gazlan is a Mokum Rok. And that's how Tosis deals with the question of other rash. And there could be, obviously, several nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosis. According to Rashi, if you go ahead and steal in a mokum, which is b'fahesya, but you're doing so because you know that the owner of the behemoth that you're stealing is on vacation somewhere, and he's not going to confront you. Kenzan, you would be a ganav. If I had an advance word that the owner of this behemoth is gone on a trip, and therefore I take it, even though it's an open field, perhaps you would have a din of a gazel. But according to Tosis, you would have a din of a gazel because the tzura salakicha was the mokum goli, the mokum fast. Conversely, you take something in a bias, and the bialim may be there. Are you willing to break into the house nonetheless? According to Tosfos Yerugana. According to Rashi, if I go and I'm willing to confront the Bailam head on in the middle of the day, that would be a din of Gezeira, not Gezeira. This is how Tosfos learns the Havamina of the Kash, of the Gemara. He came into Ra'u Gazlan, who is Malkum Goli. That, by definition, makes him into a Gazlan. And don't ask me from Gnei B'Vishnei Shnayim. Because Gnei B'Vishnei Shnayim is taking place in a bias or a chotzer. But I ask you a follow-up question. Since you will answer the first question correctly. What is the tenets of the Gemara? Came in to call Mitmerir Minayu Ganav. It is the Makom Goli. People see him. Bishlam, according to Rashi. The whole shayla is what level of Yira Pachad you need in order to classify this fellow as a Ganav. So the Havamina of the Gemara is in order to be a Ganav, you have to be a real Pachad. And the Maskon is no, a Shtikl Pachad is also a Ganav. But according to Tosis, the defining characteristic of a Gazlan is based on objective criteria. The Tzura Salakicha. So what's the Shapitai in the Gemara? What is the Gemara answer? Came with the committee of Minayim. I understand the answer of the Gemara according to Rashi, not according to Tosis. I'd like to call Rambam to testify on this matter. So if you have your Rambam, I hope you all have Rambam. Perek Aleph Geneva Halacha Gimel. Rambam here is Magdir, who is a Ganav and who is a Ganav. Look to Rambam. Eizu hu Ganav, ze lokeach momon odom b'seiser, ve'ein abayim yodem. The Rambam says there are two conditions that you need in order to be called a ganav. One, lokeach mamon adam b'seisef, and two, ina bailam yod. It would seem, from the simple reading of Rambam, there are two separate conditions. Then the Rambam diverts his attention to a ganav. Avam lokach b'goli u'farhesi b'chozik yad. Aims at Ganav El Gaz. Again, a few conditions that you need, Lukhara, in order to be Gazlan. Go with your friends. Where did the Rambam get this idea of Besesa? The Bira Agra, yeah, the Frankel Rambam quoted conveniently enough on the bottom of the page. The Bira Agra says that the Diyuk of the Rambam is from the Maksha of the Gemara here. The Gemara asks, the Kivin Duro Uhu Gazlan. Since people see him, he's a Gazlan. He's not a Ganav. In other words, in order to be a Ganav, it has to be the Seisa, where no one sees you. That's what the Rambam Pasuk is Halacha. That in order to be a ganav, it has to be lokeach mamon adam b'seisef. I don't understand. That was a maksha. But the Gemara answers that even though he took it, the goli, the people saw him, but he still has a din of a ganav. So why does the Rambam use a havamina to base his halacha that the definition of a ganav is lokeach mamon adam b'seisef? You're asking from the havamina with the daik what the definition of a ganav is? That was only the maksha. So you read the Gaon Vayta. The Gaon says that when the Rambam says the ina bayom yodim, that means that if you take it in a manner which you want to hide it from the Bailam, that is considered to be a ganav. And that's what the Gemara says came into commitment. That's the answer of the Gemara. And the Gemara quotes a Sma in Shin Mechesel Katan Zion that interprets the answer of the Gemara is that this ganav hid in order to hide his geneva from the Bailam. So the Rambam is saying the following, Yotze Midivrei Yagon, that it is not two separate conditions. But if you take it with Seisar, if you are hiding it from the Bailam, that's called Seisar. The Gemara doesn't veer abruptly from the Havamina, from the supposition that if it's done the Golui, that you are a Gazlan and not a Ganav. But the Gemara answers, since you are taking it in a manner which you are in a contrived manner to escape notice from the Bailam, and that's why you're hiding it, you're mocking yourself in the forest in order to remove yourself from the detection and observation of the owner, that's called the Seisar. That's called the Seisar. In other words, according to the Rambam, is Lekichas Achifetz the Seisar is a ganav. And the Gemara is Mefalta, what is the Geder of Seisar? In the Havamina, the Gemara felt that Seisar was only what is completely hidden from any public view. They came into Rahu, Lashon Rabbim, is seen by many people, is a Gaza. And the Gemara answers, no. Came into commitment, since he's hiding from the Bailam, that's called the Seisar. And the Rambam, in the next line, I think should be interpreted in context of what we just said. Aber im Lokach begolui ubeferhesja. Ein zeganet elegasma. What are the two conditions of golui and ferhesja? It seems to be somewhat a repetitive language. But the Rambam is bevoning this case of someone who's hiding in the forest. It may be begolui, it may be in the manner in which people see him stealing the behema. But it's not the fahesya. It's hiding. And therefore the lakicha is not a lakicha of a gzela. The tsura gzela has to be the goloi uvres. The tsura gneva is when it is taken the seser in the manner which you are hiding it from the Bible. The Rambam falls in the camp of Tosfos. According to the Rambam, the separation of a ganav and a gazlan is not based on psychological variables of levels of pachad and yira, but rather based on objective evaluation and measurements in terms of how we define the maisel lakicha. The Rambam, again, like Tosfos, doesn't mention a word about what is going behind the thinking of the Gana. Not a word. Because according to the Rambam, the definition of Gezela is Lakicha Begolui Fahesya, and the definition of a Gana is Lakicha Beseser Al Yidei Shalokech Mokom She'ina Bailim Yod. Based on the Tzuras Halakicha. And this is how Tosfos would learn the Gemara as well. This is how Tosfos would explain the Shakar Taya. And the Havamin of the Gemara was, came into Ra'ua, Gazlanu, it's not the Seser, it's Begoli. And therefore he's a Gana. He's a Gazlan, not a Gana. And the Gemara says, came into Kamitari, since he's doing it in a manner to hide himself from the Bailam, that's called Besesa vis-a-vis the Bailam. And therefore the Lakicha is Lakicha Besesa. B'chora, this is a very yesodistic of machlok, as we've shown him. Rashi against Tosfos and the Rambam. Whether ganav and gazlan is defined based on levels of fear, of brazenness, or is based on the tzura salakich, the manner in which the theft was conducted. And this begs the following question. A question that was raised already by Rabbi Chanan on Kovei Shul. You know the din is a shol shalom midas, shaleach yad bikadom on gazlon. No one knew about it. I did the act of shlichus yad in the privacy of my own home. You were mafke the chayfetz in my trust and the shomer, and I used it for my own benefit. Isn't this the classical case of lokeach momen odom b'seisa veina bayon yodin? If I were to ask you, based on the guidelines of the Rambam, why is lokeach of Shleich Shlichus Yad considered to be Gezela, Chari should be Gezela. What would you answer? So Rav Chanan says the following. Rav Chanan says that the only time where you take something B'seisa that you're Gana is if you had the opportunity of taking it B'goli, and you choose to take the B'seisa. So that choice reflects a level of pachad. But if the situation presents itself that memela, when you steal it, it is going to be the B'seisa, but you didn't make that choice, Therefore, you have a din of a gazlan and not of a gazlan. Shaleach yad. It happens to be in my house. I didn't choose to take a b'seisa. That's the mitzvah hadvar. Shol shalom midas. Also, I want to borrow something. I didn't contrive a way to take a b'seisa so you won't know. I didn't think you would mind. I just borrowed it. So therefore, you have a din of a gazlan. I think Rabbi Chanan's hisber is very sensible according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, as we explained, the definition of geneva and gazela depends on whether you're afraid. As the Gemara says later on, there are people that are afraid of man and not afraid of God. That's worse. That's the ganav. That's why it's chayav kefil. So it depends on the level of parchat. A gazlan is mashve covered kono or covered evet. Therefore, he has a din. He's only chayav keter. So it depends on your level of yiras adam vis-a-vis yiras Hashem. So if I want to take your chayfins, and I'm afraid of you, of the repercussions if you see it. I'm not afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then I have a din of a gana. But if it happens to be in my rishus, or you happen to be away, I'm Shel Shel Midas. So it's not Rav Chanan that you have a din of a gana. But that doesn't stem with the hesped that we are suggesting in the Rambam. Any Tosfos. For we are explaining the Rambam and Tosfos that the distinction of ganav and gazlan depends on objective criteria in terms of the actual maisel kicha. Is it a maisel kicha b'seiser or is it a maisel kicha b'golui of Hesya? And that's how the Rambam learned the shakra v'tayah the Gemara. Whether this is nechshav b'seiser or not. And the chiddush of the Gemara is, as a gon, this is Masbir that came into Kod Mithmeri. This is also nechshav b'seiser. So Hadur Kusha Vatukhta Shol Shalom Midas and Shaleach Yad Bibikadam. Why are the Nechshobim as Gezela and not Geneva? So Kol Sof the Lekicha was the Seisa the Eina Baila Yodim. Hadur Kusha. I'd like to suggest possibly that we can understand it. This Rambam that we just did on Halacha Gimel, to answer the question of Rav Chanan, based on the Yisod that Rav Chaim himself uses to answer the question. The compendium Ol Yishayo quotes the following shtickle from Rav Chaim. Rambam Perek Aleph Geneva Halacha Yizayin. You have a Rambam, take a look in Perek Aleph Geneva Halacha Yizayin. Agonev Meachar Agan. Apokrish in this Yashu Abailam. Eno Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil Vim Tova Chumacha Eno Mishalim Tashlumi Abba Chamisha. Lekan of Rishon in the Mishalim, Shere Dina Beima Zos Lachla Beinel Abailam. Lekan Yagan. If I don't have to pay to the Gan of Rishon, it's not his. Velo Labailam Eno Chai Vashalim at Kefil Abba Chamisha. Nei Shalo Gonav Nishusa. I'm not chayiv to pay the original owner, the ganav sheni, the ganav ben aganav, because he was not mostly the chayfetz from the rishus of the Bible. Fet Reb Chaim. I think that this is what you're holding. The Gemara says that a ganav ben aganav is potter because the gunav ben beis ha'ish, the lo ben beis aganav. The Rambam doesn't quote the pasuk. The Rambam says, "Nei shelo ganav mishusah." Zot Reb Chaim, the Rambam is giving the hesber. What is the limud of the gunam in beis ha'ish, the lom in beis ha'ganav? The gzeiros hakosov is teaching us
that in order to be chayiv kefel, in order to be classified as a ganav, you need to do a maisel geneva from the rishus of the bailam. It's not enough that you took money that doesn't belong to you. Geneva requires a maisel geneva. And herein, Zoktav Chaim lies the chilik between gezeila and geneva. Whenever you take your chayfis of your friend and your machasa and mom and chaveiro, so then you're a ganav. But when you do so in the manner of a maisa geneva, when you take a beseser, min bisa pilum, so then you have a din of a ganav in your chayfis. That's the gezeira kosel of the guna of this ishmo beisa. And Rav Chaim took it one step further. And he said, that's the reason the Sholeach Yad Mikadol and Shol Shalom Midas as a din of a Gazlan and not of a Ganav is because there is no Maisa Geneva Minabailim in those cases. Shol Shalom Midas, I want to return it to you. That's not called a Hotsar Mishus Abailim. Shloach Yad, I didn't take it from your home. Here's the whole psalm in Abaylam. And therefore, you don't have a din of a gan if you have a din of a gan. Ah, you'll ask me from the Rambam later on in Hilchos Geneva that the Rambam says that a shomesh agonav is chayiv keto. Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. But the Rambam holds that it's possible that Shomer Shagonav could also be Chayav Kefel. That's not a kasha. Because the case where Shomer Shagonav is Chayav Kefel is where the Shomer says, Ineni Muchon Mezumon, Lasos Maisel Kinyin, Kidei Lahotzi Min Abaylam. So if he does a Maisel Kinyin Gedeva in order to take it away, the ownership from the Bailam, that's considered to be a Hosol Mishra Sabayim. Then even according to Rambam, Taku, you would be a Ganef and you'd be Chayav. But Shalech Yad, I don't have Kavonah to do it. You and your neighbor. I just have Kavonah to use it. Not to be mostly from the owner's ship of the Bible. So therefore, I'm a Chasa, your moment. I have a din of a Gaza, but I don't have a din of a Gaza. The Rebbe Soloveitchik was Medayik, some beautiful diyukim in the Rambam to support this concept of the distinction between Geneva and Gezeila. At one hand in Perek Aleph Geneva Alocha Aleph, and another hand in Perek Aleph Gezeila Vaved Alocha. Let's compare and contrast these two Rambams. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Geneva Alocha Aleph, the Rambam Perek Aleph Gezeila Vaveda says Kol Agozel Es Chaveiro Shavar Puto. There are two shinuyim between the Rambam and Hilchos Gezeila and Hilchos Geneva. In Hilchos Gezeila it says Kol Agozel Es Chaveiro. It has to be from another yid, and he mentions Shavar Puto. In Hilchos Gedeva, the Rambam says, Kol Agonav Mamon doesn't mention Shavar Puto, and he doesn't mention Chaveiro. So Zot Rabero, Gevaltig Diyuk in the Rambam, based on Reb Chaim Yisod, he says that there would be a chiluk, according to the Rambam, Midaraisa, in Gedeva Sakum and Gezeila Sakum. And you take a look at the Michas Chinuch, also makes it a similar chiluk, without the Diyuk in the Rambam. But the Michas Chinuch and Rabero say the following. That according to the Rambam, Genevas Akum would be also Midaraisa. And therefore the Rambam doesn't use the word Chaveiro in Perek Alf Geneva Locha. In Hilchos Gezeila, Nogei the Issa Gezel Akum, he says Chaveiro. It's Daf with Gezel Yisrael. What Shani Chiluk? Zot Rabero. Ich bin Issa Gezeilas in Mafsid Momen of Yechoda. Mechasa is Momen.
So the Hefsid Mammon, the Torah is only marked on the Mammon Yisrael, not Mammon Akum. Why? That's the Gemara Baba Kama, Daflam Beches, because the Omer V'hitil Lehem Mammon Ali Yisrael. Because they were not careful in their behemoths, the Gemara then in Shoshanoga. However, when it comes to Geneva, the Isser is not the Hefsid Mammon. The Isser is also Maisa Geneva. Or according to the Milchus Chinuch formulation, the Maguno inherent in the Maisa Geneva. And therefore there's no chiluk between taking money from the Yid or taking money from the Goy. And therefore Rabel said, explains the second diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva is not talking about kol agonid mamam mishar putu l'mayla over alos asay, but ike chiyuv according to Rambam is kol agonid mamam. The Maisa Geneva on mamam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila says, Kol Gozo Chavei Roshar Pruta. The Iker Isser is measured in terms of the Shavuos. Because in Gezeila, the Isser is the Hefsed Mammon. So therefore, the Rambam puts first and foremost Shavar Pruta. Masha'enke, Hilchos Geneva, the Isser is formulated in terms of Maisa Geneva. And therefore, the Rambam emphasizes Mammon, not the Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta is only second. But now all the Rambam, the sheet of Tosfos as well, can be understood. The difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan is, as we said at the beginning of the year, it's not based on the mind frame, the mindset of the thief, whether he's afraid or not, the level of pachad. We're not psychologists. But rather, the Torah is magdir, the tsuras maisa geneva versus the tsuras maisa gezeva. Maisa geneva is beseser, ena bayim yodim. It is an extension of that concept of beseser. That's the chiddush of the maskon of the Gemara. Kokeim dekam mitmerim inayim. Masha enkein, the tsura of the maisa gezeva is defined by golui v'fahesu. Golui. Which means it's not b'seiser. B'fahesha means that it's a place with a balma yodin. Zel umazel. Goli b'fahesha are the counterpoints to what the Rambam said, seiser in ina balma yodin. If the tsuras maisa gazela is the goli b'fahesha, in other words, it's not b'seiser. It's not ina balma yodin. Then the tsura is the tsura of gazela. I, you'll ask. And came the Chanu's question. Shol shol midah, shol leyach yad. Ain't I'm bailing yodim, it is b'seisa. Why should they be called gazlonim and not ganovim? The Chanu gives a terror, so that makes sense according to Rashi's mahal. According to the mahal that we established in Rambam, Takasar. That Reb Chaim himself comes to our defense. And Reb Chaim says that shol shol midah and shol leyach yad, you're missing the component of a Maisa Geneva of the Bible. It has to be Hotsoa Meir Rishos HaBayim. And that condition we derive from the Gzeres HaKosov, that's how the Rambam teaches up the din of the Guna Mebeis HaIsh, the Lomi Beis HaKad. I want to say just two words. Again, Yonah Diyoma. A Gazlan is someone who fears no one. He doesn't fear God and he doesn't fear man. In a sense, my father, Olav Shalom, was the opposite of God. Because on one level, he didn't fear man. Not at all. He was willing to push forward his agenda and his belief with his conviction despite opposition that it may develop.
there was no yira from Basal Badar. But the reason he was not afraid of men is because he was afraid of his brothers. He had a deep yira shamayin, and he believed that if he does the ratan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he has no fear from any opponents, any people who may not agree with his mahalach. Because at the end of the day, he was fulfilling the ratan of the age. And it was Margalo Bapume, I have no fear of man, I have no only fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the way he conducted his life. And that's the reason he was Matzliach. There are many times, many points in his life where, as his only son goes to his defense, and I said, this brat, what do you need the tzaras for? What do you need this opposition? Maybe you're right, but why have all this animus nefesh? But he says, this is what Klal Yisrael needs. This is the right mahalach, and this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and I'm not afraid of any opposition. He did act in a brazen fashion. It was a goalie for Hesia, and he didn't care about the repercussions. But it wasn't like a Gazan who did so because he had no fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just the opposite. Because of his Yirat Shamayim, he was able to forge ahead, to build for Yiddishkeit, to build for the perpetuation of Am Yisrael. And the Ribbono Shel Olam understood so, and the Ribbono Shel Olam responded in kind with the bracha, Ad Lidai, Yizeh Babach.